and welcome to On This Day in Blues History for January 27th. I am your host, P.W. Fenton. On this day in 1948, the Wire Recording Corporation of America announced the first magnetic tape recorder. It sold for $149. The world has never been the same.
At home in Croner, Long Island, New York, February 26, 1956. Upset that we have a Lucille.
1956.
On this day in 1968, Otis Redding's Sittin' on the Dock of the Bay was released 7 weeks after his death. It was Redding's only number one record.
Sittin' in the morning sun, I'll be sittin' when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again, yeah. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching.
Hey, don't forget to stop by at bluesland.net, where I have links to all the music you hear on this show. This is P.W. Fenton reminding you to come back tomorrow for another episode of On This Day in Blues History.